CliffCentral.com.
Let me welcome to the studio. I can't believe it's taken us so long to get you here because I've been asking for you to come here for a long time. Did they tell you, Judy?
Of course not.
No, they didn't. They don't want you to know how much we like having you in the studio. Nice to see you.
Let's first see if I look okay.
No, you look fantastic.
No, you look great, yeah.
No, but I've got no makeup on.
Oh, nonsense.
The best.
Please, man, you look terrific and have for years. I don't know how you look so good. So I met Judy at the SABC.
That is correct.
That was like 14.
When you were a child.
I was a kid, but you weren't so old yourself. I mean, you were like, you were running all the public broadcast stations.
Yeah.
So you've really had some adventures in your time, Judy.
I sure have, if these walls could talk.
So you are now the Group Chief Sustainability Officer and Executive Director at Tourvest.
Correct.
And that encompasses quite a lot of different things. I mean, last year, I remember you organized a soup kitchen of all things on Mandela Day. So you're doing a lot of different things. But let's just talk a little bit about sustainability, because a lot of people don't even understand what that means. And it's an important role in many companies in South Africa and the world. So what does that responsibility involve in your particular portfolio?
I think sustainability in tourism, as well as in all sectors and facets of the economy and industrialized economies as well as developing economies, is really around the aspiration and the value system of a company that seeks to preserve. So I think that's the important word, is how do you preserve and protect the environment where you operate? And for tourism, of course, the iconic destinations of a country, whether it is your flora, your fauna, whether it is your mountains, your beaches, and of course Joburg and Gauteng, the underpinning of tourism in this province is really the people and the city.
And therefore also cultural heritage.
It's big. Right? Culture is big. And so for us, it's really about people, the planet, partnerships that leads to prosperity. How do you minimize the negative and maximize the positive? And I think for us at Tourvest and for players in the tourism sector, it's really getting South Africans to understand that we have assets that the world wants to see and have a piece of. And how do we as South Africans protect those assets? So it's the harmony and the unison of community and environment.
That's so important. People might think that sustainability is some made-up thing, but the way you've just described it now, it's a big picture portfolio. The idea of having to look to the future and see what you want to preserve, as you put it.
That's a very big deal. If you unpack the word itself around sustain, how do you sustain yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you keep yourself going? So for us, sustainability and tourism is the one sector that gives you immediate entry into the workforce. Because let's face it, I have a very simple ethos in life, and that is that if you have quality education and if you have good healthcare, these are the core drivers of you being able to participate in the economy. So that when you look at, you know, for many things, sustainability is clean air. We mm-hmm. all need clean
sure.
air. We need water.
Yeah.
We need energy. We need food. And so as the human or the organism needs to sustain itself, industries have to sustain itself. But the delicate balance really is around people and planet. And how do you wish to occupy that space?
But what I like about your definition too is it's not just some like tree hugging, let's save all the animals. And
I don't mind tree huggers.
No, sure. No, but I mean, there's more to it than that.
Oh, yes.
And also, I think for a lot of people, when they hear sustainability, what they think deep down inside, because a lot of people are in survival mode, and they think sustainability just means let's not run out of. Whereas this is almost like the same reason we have museums, the same reason we have a cultural heritage and languages that are worth preserving.
Mm.
It all fits under the same rubric.
Yeah,
it's very important.
It's really, I think, more so now where the world is in terms of, you know, what are the key drivers, whether it's artificial intelligence, generative AI, climate change, political leadership.
Yeah.
It's really how do you envisage this future?
We have a sustainable amount of stupid political leadership across the world. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
This is so true. But you know, over and above sustainability, it's really around your ethos as a company. How do you operate? What does business mean for you? And so I think there was some many people talk about it's not good for business, it's good business.
Yeah, so don't be exploitative to the point where you run out of runway before 10 years are up because all you've done is just completely extract value from things and move on.
And so mining has often been perceived and portrayed as an extractive industry, and they have huge reputational issues.
Yeah.
But for us at Tourvest, we have a very simple philosophy that underpins our business, and that is for us to be successful, the communities where we operate and run businesses, those communities have to be successful. So it is really around the unison, and we say wherever we go, we have to ensure that those communities thrive, because if not, they will burn down your business. It's as simple as that.
You know, when you talk about communities, there's this elephant in the room that we can't, you know, ignore, the government. And when you think about tourism and all of that stuff, is there some sort of an alignment or a common idea between yourself and the government in terms of how you can get tourism?
Yeah, just forgive Jack. He hates anything to do with the government.
Yeah,
He rejects it out of hand. But you've got to work with them.
You've got to work with them. So at least at bare minimum, is there some sort of understanding as far as the idea and the ethos that you're talking about?
You see, the one thing is an idea, and the other thing is your execution of that idea. Mm-hmm. And so therein lies the devil. And South Africa has no shortage, the continent has no shortage, and the world has no shortage of governments espousing and saying the right thing. Mm. So in South Africa, when our president assumed his role, he did eloquently and deliberately say that tourism is the nascent, sorry for that stupid fancy word, industry,
okay.
Where we say that in a way tourism is the new gold.
Mm.
It is the new lithium. It is the new cobalt, depending on where you are, because it really is a driver of the economy. But where we fall short, and that is in everything we do, is how do you execute that? So for us to increase tourists into South Africa, we need seamless access.
Mm.
And for any of us and your listeners, Gareth and Jackie, who travel to the Middle East, when you arrive in some of the countries in the UAE, there is no human interaction from the time you exit the plane to picking up your luggage.
You're right.
You swipe, you swipe, you go through.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't have to deal with someone who's having a bad day. Of course, the computer can have a bad day.
Sure.
But so this is where our relationship with government is so key. How do you ensure seamless access into a country? When you arrive in a country, that your tourism assets deliver the best visitor experience. So I think, without a doubt, our Minister of Tourism, she absolutely gets it, Patricia de Lille.
Okay.
Gauteng's MEC for Tourism, Tasnee Motara, they get it. But tourism is also one of those sectors that are codependent on many other sectors.
Yeah.
So whether it's logistics, key to tourism. The roads must be pothole free.
Mm.
You need to feel safe.
Yep.
Your cities, your beaches, all your tourism assets have to be clean.
Clean, yes.
And so often the fallout is not the Ministry of Tourism, it's all the other ministries that have to deliver. AXA, our airports, have to invite the tourists. It needs to be clean. The security guards have to ensure that you are safe.
I'd like to point out a thing that you mentioned now, Judy, about how in the Middle East, you know, these countries are just unbelievably efficient at processing passengers and that kind of thing. But there's something, and I've always said this, you can go back and listen to shows I did 15 years ago. One of my favorite things about South Africa is when you come back and that person at customs who stamps your passport says, "How are you?" And they're smiling.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have that than a machine that's super efficient, frankly, when they're friendly, which is most of the time.
Yeah.
But there's a human element that we have and an ability to make people smile that I think makes South Africa pretty significant and exceptional in that respect. I don't want to say that we're the only country.
It's like now, of course, everybody's called Tinswalo, so you should actually call me Tinswalo, Judy.
That is true. Everybody's
when
using
you
that
arrive
word,
yeah. at the airport, there's nothing like hearing that South African
Jabulile
shouting across to someone else, bring me or whatever. Yeah. And so tourism is about people.
Yeah.
And it really, and that's the magic ingredient. So I want to share with you, I think one of the things we need to be absolutely clear on is that Gauteng leads when it comes to international arrivals. Mm. Gauteng leads when it comes to tourism spend. Gauteng leads when it comes to length of stay and bed nights. So Gauteng is number one in terms of arrivals.
Say that again louder for the Cape Townians.
Gauteng.
Yeah, right.
and then it's Mpumalanga and then it's the Western Cape. And what gives Gauteng the edge is it is a city. People visit cities often. It's about the people. It's about Inlando, Daideng. Mm. And so for us, sustainability, of course, too, really is around how do we as South Africans present ourselves to the world. And I think here we have to bring in the United Nations sustainability goals because at the moment that is what you build your sustainability practices and your company policies on. And for us at Tourvis, you know, I think it's very – we like to keep things simple. We are a company. We are the only company in the world that operates in all facets of the tourism industry, whether it's accommodation, whether it's travel services, whether it's retail, whether it's shopping. So we play a very unique role in the value chain. And for me, when you unpack those 17 goals, I think education is the cornerstone of everything you do.
So can I ask you specifically, because there are so many things. I could talk to you for an hour, and I wish you were here for longer, but you're on the Tourism Business Council too, and they work with the South African Tourism Board. How does that link work, and what exactly do both of them do?
So firstly, Tourvest, like many other major players and SMMEs in the tourism space, are members of the Tourism Business Council.
Okay.
And the Tourism Business Council collects levies from tourists. A portion of those levies make its way into the coffers of SA Tourism, and that's the relationship.
Okay.
And of course, for us as a company, Tourvest, SA Tourism is the arm that markets the destination globally. And so the question really is for us that SA Tourism needs to be effective and functioning at a level that is highly efficient because they are the people, that is the agency that markets South Africa internationally together with all the other provincial tourism agencies. And so it is very important, your question around government, it's very important that your institutional arrangements are such that can promote South Africa. So South Africa doesn't have a perception problem. Everybody wants to come to South Africa. I was talking to a global leader yesterday because today we actually launched the Middle East Africa Future Leaders Challenge, which is about our young people and tourism as a career. And he was saying, a man that travels the world, works in many, many countries and many tourism agencies, that South Africa is his favorite place in the whole world. And I think all of us encountered that. So we don't have a problem wanting people to come here.
Right.
We have a problem in terms of ensuring that more people come and that we change those negative perceptions. And I always say this, including the Premier last week, that Gauteng does not need to and should not want to be any other part of South Africa. We are unique. But what we have to be able to do is, and this is where you guys, Gareth, you come in, this is your role in terms of what is the story. Because many, many countries have crime problems. Many countries have crime problems. Yet when you go to Sao Paulo, when you go to Rio, when you go to Mexico, people go there. And the backdrop, quite frankly, could be worse than our backdrop. So
it is.
It could be. It is. Having been to those countries.
But then once they're here, they realize like there was a lot of ugly propaganda about this place.
So true. So we really need to take our story.
I'm so glad you're standing up for Gauteng. This is like music to my ears.
And I'm not even born here.
I know. But, you know, people always, they do talk about Mpumalanga. They do talk about the Western Cape. And I understand. And those places are great. I'm not going to take anything away from them. But it's so nice to hear someone stand up for Gauteng because really we do get a bad rap from people.
Unfortunately and right? unnecessarily.
Yeah.
But Gareth, coming back to our approach to tourism. So, you know, we are the province, we landlocked, but for Tourvest, we operate in Uganda. We have an amazing lodge in the middle of the Nile.
Wow.
And our approach to tourism in Uganda and amazing work we've done in Uganda is around ensuring sanitary tiles for young girls in the villages around where we operate. In my last trip to Uganda, you can go and jog early mornings with young people from the neighboring village. And this is sustainability. It's really getting into the heart of the community. And there, you know, when the young person came to meet me, I said, are we jogging or are we running? Because at this pace, you know, this is a little bit boring. Can we run?
Yeah.
And so in Uganda, those are the projects we do. And we take our tourists into the community to experience ecosystems of how your agriculture in villages contribute to sustainable livelihoods. And then you move to the other side of where we operate in East Africa. So we have won many, many awards for our work in East Africa. We have lodges in the Serengeti. And there, a lot of the work is around access to clean water. And we work again with local communities. We are working towards the elimination of plastic, zero plastic wherever we go.
You've given us some very good insights here. And as I said, I wish we did have longer, but we're already at 3 minutes over here.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to thank you for coming in and come and see us again.
Yeah.
Because we've got to carry on this discussion.
Where I can unpack
and
our actual projects.
And I liked Judy's not so humble brag about like, this is jogging, I want to run.
I want to
run,
yeah.
You know, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
She's like, are you telling East Africans they're slow?
They produce all the runners.
That is some cheek. I love it though. So Judy, thank you so much. Judy is the Chief Sustainability Officer, the Group Chief Sustainability Officer and Executive Director at Tourvest. It's very good to have you here. We will see you again soon. And please keep doing the good work that you do.
And it's World Radio Day today.
It is. So we can celebrate that together. Very, very good. Thank you, Judy. So nice to see you. Judy Nwokedi. CliffCentral.com.